Well, this is my first audio recording on the iPhone 4. Now, what can I say, apart from the fact that my mic shield or spoffle quite obviously doesn't fit on here. Not necessarily obvious for those that can't see it, can't fit, but the iPhone 4 is relatively slim in comparison to the iPhone 3GS that I have, which has a Mophie juice pack, battery pack, bolted on the back, so it's pretty big. What do I think of the iPhone 4 so far? My honest opinion, overpriced, especially if you get it with an 18-month O2 contract. Hang on a second, I'm just going to put this down. There'll probably be a clattering of phone because I've left the tea bag in the tea. What do I think about where the teaspoons are? I'll have to use a kiwi spoon. Anybody out there got a kiwi spoon? It's a particular spoon for eating kiwis. I know, really random. But it's equally good at taking tea bags out. So I bit the bullet today. Got the iPhone 4. Almost years after everybody else seems to have managed to get hold of them, because I wasn't going to queue up, or haven't been near an Apple store, or I've just been too busy. Seem to have sold out everywhere. Massive demand. I use the interwebs to tell me. Just closing windows. And the internet told me that there were 3 iPhones at Western Favell in Northamptonshire, and I phoned up and they said, yes, we've got 3. And I said, I'll be right there. And for as long as it took me to drive there, 2 of them got sold, and they said, we've got 1 left, you're just in time. And I said, hang on, I'm not necessarily going to buy it. How much is it going to cost? And they told me how much is it going to cost. I said, look, if I change my mind, can I bring it back? They said, yes, you have 7 days. Apparently, I was talking to Benny Crime earlier on. He said that because of the fault with the iPhone, and I'll talk about that in a moment, you now have 30 days to take it back, which is great. If you'd like to try the iPhone, please go out, buy it and take it back. If you get really good service like I did today, take it back to a different O2 store, because it obviously affects their figures, especially when you're paying £300 for the 32 gig iPhone and then sign your life away for 18 months for £30 a month for a very, very mediocre contract, which just doesn't give you any data, really, when you consider that this phone is designed to edit and upload video and all kinds of other stuff. Why give you 500 meg? You're just assuming you have a MiFi, which I do, or assuming that you're always near Wi-Fi, which in the UK we're not. So, sound of opening fridge and grabbing of milk. I felt a little bit robbed when I left. A little bit guilty for spending the money. What can you do? You cannot buy it. That's actually what I recommend. Don't buy the iPhone. I'd wait. Why? Well, apart from having a little bit of a play on FaceTime with Benny Crime, which is video calling, and a lot of people have had video calling for ages. I think Japan have had it since, I don't know, since phones were invented almost. I remember seeing a 3 mobile phone about 8 years ago. No, maybe not that long. Definitely saw video on 3 before anything else. Don't know why Apple seem to think that they've invented it, especially as you've got to stand near a Wi-Fi signal to actually use it. But it's clever in the way that it acts like iChat. You can move your screen around, you can flip front and back camera, and it's nice having a portable camera. Like, I was talking to my fridge, which had my phone inside, and Benny was telling me on the other side whether or not the fridge light actually goes out. Not particularly a new thing. I remember having to take the shelves out of my fridge to put my MacBook Air in there once, many moons ago. There is a video out there somewhere. Other than that, i.e. filming inside the fridge and stuff like that, not much use yet. In fact, I'd find it bloody annoying if everybody started FaceTiming me all the time. Imagine, you know, you're lying in bed watching telly, thought you'd have a day off from work. The boss phones. How do you feign illness when he can look right in your eyes and go, you're not ill, you're skiving? That's just one example, of course. I'm sure you can come up with much better ones than that. So, then I phone Xander. Quiet Xander on Twitter. And he says, Frolaf, why don't you do the thing with the hand? I hold the phone a little bit higher. Now, I am left-handed. And I said, okay, then I'm holding the phone, and we cut off. The signal just dropped, not immediately, it took about a second, but I held the top of the phone. I only had a couple of bars anyway, because of where I live is a rubbish O2 signal, and the phone dropped, and then I just got a text from him, which did get through nicely, saying, ha ha, it's true, it is true, the iPhone is well and truly balked. It's a massive fail on behalf of Apple, and they're not. How could they possibly fix it with a firmware update? They'll just make out that wherever you are is only one bar, and putting your hand even a little bit around it, of course that's going to remove that remainder of the signal. And the only time you'll ever have four bars is if you're literally standing under an antenna. So if there is a shred of truth in what Apple are saying, i.e. we've overcompensated for the signal strength and we're going to recalibrate or whatever, then they shouldn't have bumped up the signal strength massively to make it look like, whoa, look at this beautiful signal that I've got on my brand new phone. Very, very underhanded, very cheap shot from Apple. Yeah, it's a nice phone, but I will say again, I really don't recommend you buying it until all the issues are sorted out. It's a lot of money. And if you are going to buy it, bear that in mind that there are problems with it. And, you can take it back. And if you can take it back within a month, wait 29 days. I don't know what they're going to do, whether it'll be the largest with product recall in history because of how many people have bought these things. Who knows? Make good news if it did. I'd like to see Apple turn that around to positive marketing, where they have very, very little social media presence at all. I mean, have you ever thought of tweeting Apple? Impossible. Just this big, faceless, monolithic corporation, which, I'm sorry if this offends anybody out there that absolutely loves Apple, without a heart or a soul anymore, I think. And I feel sad saying that because I have countless Apple products. I love Apple technology. I just think that that's the dog walking across the room waiting for me to finish my rambling rant. I just think that they've really lost their way, and I think that what Apple started out as has just been, I don't know, either lost by the roadside, weighed down under countless folders of reports and statements at how much money the company can or possibly earn and how important this is that they do that, and they ignore everything else in order to earn as much cash as possible. There's more to that. There's having satisfied customers. There's having people that respect the brand. At the moment, for me, I feel that, I don't know, there's a lot of junkies out there, tech junkies. I class myself as one, and, we're always waiting for the next fix. For me, I justify it because it's my job. I feel that it's important for me to know the latest and greatest and best ways of communicating, the tools that are out there to capture images for communicating. It's a shame that I have to buy most of these products in which to get an insight, because you do feel like you're buying into a lot of these brands. So, anyway, not a particularly raving review of the iPhone 4, a little bit of a letdown. iPhones in general are amazing bits of technology. I love the fact that I'm able to record this right now using an incredible application. It's as if Apple have borrowed the heart and soul of people through the applications that are made for their devices. the creativity and the ingenuity and the foresight and the thoughtfulness of people filling this hollow shell of technology with creative juice, so that there is at least something of, you know, with an element of goodness flowing around its veins. So anyway, that's enough from me. I'm sure I'll have more to say about the iPhone when I've had it more than the 3 hours that I've actually had it on, and my battery is just over a quarter gone, maybe a bit more. I've not done much, to be honest. We'll see. Anyway, enough from me. If you do have an iPhone 4 and you completely disagree, please comment. If you completely agree, please comment. If you're going to be taking yours back, go to audioboo.net and let me know why. I'll be interested to know what other iPhone 4 owners feel about their technology. But, you know, when you forked out enough to buy a second-hand car, you kind of want the technology to take you somewhere, don't you? But all it's taken me into is a dark corner of semi-disappointment going, come on, Apple, sort it out. Thanks for listening this far. Bye-bye.